So maybe one day you're sitting down to draw something and you're trying to draw something that's got a nice clean shape to it, some nice clean lines. And yet, you know, sometimes that straight edge, that's the thing that's just going to get you every time, right? So how do you get better at that? Something as simple as a nice clean straight line, that's something that takes practice. It takes a little bit of learning and really just some growth, right? So how do you apply that overall to your creative process, even to just life in general? Let's talk about how consistency is the trick there. All right, hey, so it's another episode of Sketch and Release. My name is Robert, and thank you for listening. Thank you for checking this podcast out. This is something I've been doing for a little while, and you know, if you're new to it, you're just finding this out. This isn't a how-to podcast. I don't go into tools and techniques. I don't teach you how to draw and how to be the best artist in the world or anything like that. I'm looking at more of the creative process, like the things that we kind of get hung up on or that we struggle with, or the celebration of success that comes with doing a great piece of work. Just all the things that we have to deal with in order to kind of get ourselves into a better creative mind space. So look, the main thing I want to talk about with this episode is something that I've always struggled with. I'm sure a lot of creative types, a lot of artists and people who are making things, they deal with and they probably struggle with for the most part. And that is just the idea of being consistent in your work. And not even the quality, but just the frequency and the regularity of how much work you do and how you do it and your output, basically. Now, for me, you know, this podcast, doing this and the production of it, the recording of it, the, you know, coming up with what I want to say and some ideas for each episode, that has really forced me to develop a pattern to kind of fall into that regular frequency of doing something and creating something and giving it out to the rest of the world so people like you can check it out. Now, where that does help me is it does allow me to, it just helps me be on the schedule. It just helps me kind of get things in order. And for me, that's one of the big things. That's one of the benefits of developing consistency and having that in your workflow and in your approach to creative projects. Having consistency can lead to strength, and it can give you that order that you sometimes need. You know, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes, you know, I get really scatterbrained. I forget things, and I don't ideas don't always come to me in the right order or at the right time. And so having a little bit of structure, that really does help me focus and put things together in the right way and make that something that works for my creative projects. Now, there is something to be said for having a certain level of quality to the work that you do and how consistency can help you with that. When I think of you know, examples that I've dealt with and that I've worked on with different projects, you know, the one thing to always come back to where consistency is the primary issue is when I do things that have to do with branding or identity, even if that's a logo design or if that's just an overall brand campaign. That kind of stuff really hinges on a strength and a consistent approach to what you're producing. Now, that could be the logo itself. It could be certain colors that you use. It could be a certain typeface. It could be certain arrangements. It could be maybe not even any visual component, but a tonal thing, like a voice that you have to have with any material or any, let's say, any writing that you have to do. Or, you know, there's so many things that go into developing a brand or like a corporate image or, you know, something that represents an organization or even just a person. You have to have a consistency to how that goes out into the world so that no matter how many times people see it, whether they see it once or they see it 1,000 times, they always know what it is. They recognize it. It's instant and you have recognition there. You know, I can think back to maybe one of the first instances where I hit this wall of consistency and trying to figure out how to do it or incorporate that into my work was actually when I was still in art school. It was a project that I was working on, and it just sticks in my mind so much because, put it this way, much later it was obvious. At the time, it was not obvious, but the importance of consistency across a marketing campaign, which is something I had to do for this project. So I had to put together like posters and ads and signs and all kinds of different materials. And they all had to really incorporate the same theme, the same visual approach, the same types of imagery. And I just didn't get that. I really thought, well, this one piece can look this way and this other piece can look a different way as long as it just uses the same name or has the same logo in it. That was my understanding. Of course, that was all wrong and just really underdeveloped. But I did kind of come out of the other side of that project with a better understanding, and I've used it ever since then. And even when I worked in marketing, you know, one of my first jobs was in marketing for like business-to-business clients and industrial sectors and that type of thing. And it's not such a wide-reaching audience, but, you know, branding is still important in that field because you don't have the kind of general public awareness component. So you're dealing with things that are more behind the scenes. So you really want your brand to still stand out because it's not something that's going to get reinforced it's not going to get reinforced in people's minds outside of what they do or what their company does. You're not going to see commercials for industrial clients on television. You're not going to necessarily see billboards or anything like that in just normal everyday life. So building a consistent, strong brand was always important to me, and it's still kind of something that I try to work in with everything I do. But you know, that's one component that consistency does factor into when it comes to the work that I do, at least. But you know, there's a whole other side to how this can factor into what you do. Because maybe you don't do something that's visual. Maybe you don't do something that is marketing related or branding related. But you know, the idea of doing something with regularity and doing it with frequency, it always takes you to a better place, a better quality of work. And so, you know, something that is maybe more personal, it doesn't really relate to the work that I do, but it might relate to this podcast, is, you know, a couple years ago, I finally discovered, I was way late to the party on it, I guess, but I finally discovered Inktober. And if you know what Inktober is, you know, it's a challenge that you can do for the month of October. Every day of the month, that's 31 days, you draw something based on a single word, a single prompt. Now, you know, I think the original rules and really how everybody plays this challenge is you draw it in ink only, right? So it's, you don't have to go all out with it, but the idea is to convey a work of art that reflects your approach to this prompt, this word, or this thought, or this concept. And that's fun. That's always a good exercise to do in general. You know, it kind of forces you to maybe think a little differently or just try something unusual, maybe try something you wouldn't normally try. That's kind of what I do with this podcast. That's kind of how it relates here now, is I've taken some of that and used it here. So I'll talk about something like this topic on this episode, but then the drawing may relate to it in a way, maybe not as much. But the idea is still that I'm using that skill to create something new, and it's more of an exercise. But anyway, going back to Inktober, when I first discovered this and decided I was going to do this, you know, the big challenge for me was to do it every day. The challenge wasn't necessarily to draw something or to try some crazy idea or just, you know, play around with it. The idea was just doing it every day. And that was the hard part. And so before I had taken on the challenge, I hadn't really drawn with any regularity for years. I mean, probably a decade or more. I just, you know, it just got away from me. The idea of sitting down to sketch stuff and to just play around with different, you know, play around with a pen or play around with pencils or anything like that. It just, that all had basically left my wheelhouse. I could still do it if I had to, but I just, I didn't build it into anything that I did in my daily work, in my creative work. So coming to Inktober, it forced me to not only do it, to pick up the pen and try some stuff, but I had to do it every day. And so the challenge then became, if I'm going to do this every day, I really have to block out some time to do it. I have to block out a time when, one, I can come up with an idea and then do the drawing, and then be able to capture that, you know, so and share it as part of this online challenge. So, you know, for me, the only opening that I really had where I was kind of free to do this was early in the morning, you know, before going into work and maybe before, you know, having to interact with a lot of people, get a lot of things coming in and just, you know, stuff just starts to cloud your thinking and maybe drain your energy in a way. So I made sure that I did that first thing in the morning. So I'd get up early, sit down with the sketchbook, get the pens out, get some pencils, try and draw something, start working on it, you know. Maybe it would take me 15, 20 minutes to come up with something and lay it out and knock it out with ink. Other times it might take me like an hour or hour and a half. I think a couple of them took me. And it really just depended on what the idea was and how much I was really into it and how much work and detail I wanted to put into it. Some of them I really tried to treat like finished pieces. Others I really just kind of blasted through them like a sketch, kind of like what I do with this podcast. But ultimately, the main thing was the consistency, was just doing it every day and doing it at the same time every day and really building my day around it. And so doing that, it was a good exercise, but it really showed me the benefit of being more consistent. And that means, you know, if it comes down to the type of work I want to do, and maybe it's like 10 times as complicated, and I'm not just using a pen and ink, but I'm using different media, or maybe I'm doing something digitally, or maybe I'm doing something that is, you know, video work or just writing something. It's like I learned that building the structure of doing it at a certain time of day and doing it for, let's say, a given amount of time, you know, I never went over, let's say, whatever that was, an hour, hour and a half. It still gave me the structure to use that in other ways. And so, I mean, that even played into, look at it this way. It even played into when I decided to start taking up running and being more active in general. So, you know, I took running, pretty much took it up the same way. I said, okay, well, these days I'm going to run and I'm going to run this distance or I'm going to run for this amount of time. And I know that anything else that I do during that day has to really work with that. And I even knew that those days of the week, let's say, were reserved for that. You know, I talked about this in another episode about fitness and how, you know, that kind of frequency and discipline, it helps you excel and how that can feed back into your creative work and just life in general, right? But having a certain consistency to how much you do and how hard you go and how frequently you put in the work, that all lends to just better results overall. So that's something to think about. You know, you want to look at improving your work or just improving the quality or even the quantity. Build some consistency into what you do. And that could be how much you do. That could be when you do it. That could be the quality of it. So it's always hard. I mean, this podcast, doing this, sometimes these are easy to do. Sometimes these are just a breeze and I just have no problem with it. Other times I really have to stop and I really have to force myself to think some of this stuff through and what's going to be good for you. What's going to be good for me? What do I really want to talk about? What do I enjoy you know, making this podcast for? What reasons and then what purpose, right? So when I'm able to do that and reflect and really put the time into it, sometimes it's hard, but I do enjoy it. And so I don't know. I think this is a good way to say, look, you do the thing over and over that you really love doing. It doesn't seem like work. It doesn't seem like trouble. It doesn't seem like a chore. So just do it as much as you can, and you'll find your skills or your sensibilities or just your effectiveness. You know, your efficiency just gets better. You know, doing something consistently, maybe you're always going to do it to the same level, the same quality, but you might be able to do it faster. You know, that's always something to keep in mind is, well, I'm never going to get better at the results that I get out of this, but I can do it much faster. I can do it in half the time now. That's something to think about too. When you really maybe struggle with a project or piece that you're working on, how can you make it better for yourself? Make it enjoyable. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's what we're in this for, right? We're trying to do this because it's fun and we enjoy it and we have a certain reward that we get out of it, even if it's just personally for us, you know, creating something or imagining something that maybe no one has quite seen the way you see. And so being able to produce and to effectively or efficiently, let's say, you know, get stuff out and keep ideas coming and keep work coming, that's always important. Because sometimes, you know, even if you're out of ideas, I mean, what if you're out of ideas and you just feel like you're tapped out, you're no good, you're just not really sure what the next step is, just build a little bit of a pattern into what you're trying to do, and you may find something comes out of that, you know? And I'm not saying you got to force yourself to do something, but just build a little bit of order, and you may find, look, put it this way, for me, it's like, sometimes my ideas are so kind of all over the place and my mind is just, you know, in about 10 different directions at the same time. And I can just go through my day operating like that and I'll find a way to get through it and get by and all that. But if I say, okay, well, hey, look, I'm not talking about this right now. I'm not thinking about this right now. I'm not working on this right now. I'm only going to do that at a certain time. Well, that allows me to at least put it away, compartmentalize a little bit, get the other things done that I have to get done or that I need to, you know, focus on. And then when that time comes, that's all I'm about. And now I can at least devote all my attention to it, all my brain cells, whatever you want to call it. I can really do that and that alone. And you know, if I'm honest, doing this, that's been a little bit of the challenge. I kind of do this when I have time, in between all the other stuff that I have going on. So, you know, that's where I still struggle with it. And sometimes it's priority. You know, sometimes you, man, I can think of the times where I've wanted to have consistency. I wanted to have like a schedule and a real plan for how to do something. But other things just pop up or they jump in the middle of it and they take priority. And so now, you know, any kind of structure I try to put to something is gone. And so, you know, priority, sometimes it just overrules. And, you know, I think when that happens, yeah, you just get through it and do the things that you have to do first. Take care of that. When you come back around to, okay, what was the thing I was doing before I was interrupted? You can at least fall back on whatever order you had started to build, whatever process you had, and pick up your level of consistency there, right? And that's always going to be the struggle. That's going to be the age-old struggle of trying to be consistent in how you do your work and the quality of your work. And we all have those lulls. We all have those dips. We have the peaks and valleys and all the things in between. So I think, If you look at it that way, you know that you're not alone in it. I know that I'm not alone in it. I've certainly, you know, seen other people and worked with other people that have the same issue. And, you know, we all do our best. Sometimes you got to ask for a helping hand, you know. Sometimes you got to look to other sources of inspiration or motivation. But when you get to a place where you can at least have a baseline, you know, you don't have to operate at optimal performance or consistency at the utmost level. And definitely, you know, if you can't find a way to make it work in your, let's say your daily, you know, your day job or the thing you do for a living, make it work in your, let's say your home life or maybe your family or relationships or whatever, you know, building those things is just part of life. I mean, I don't know many people who can just freestyle through life and get by without any issues or any problems or any drama. Everybody's got something, and, you know, building a little bit of order never hurt. So why not? Why not try it, even in the tiniest amounts? And that's where I think consistency is important. You know, you don't want to go so far where you're so rigid and restrictive and you're actually working against yourself. I mean, it can be counterproductive. You can basically put yourself in a bunch of boxes and to where, you know, there's no adventure. There's no excitement. So you know, there's a balance there. But hey, just, you know, exercise good judgment. You'll get there. You'll figure it out. And you'll be much better for it. So look, if you're thinking about just ideas that you have in your head and you're just not sure if you can match that quality, you know, if you can really hit the goal that you have maybe in your mind or maybe is put upon you by a client or by, you know, your job or whatever, just know that anything that, if there's anything that's going to help you get there, it's working some consistency into your creative approach. That'll get you there. It may not get you all the way there, but it'll help. It'll certainly get you down the road. And so maybe that's a question for you. Maybe that's for this episode. Maybe let's think about that, right? What's one thing? What's one thing that has helped you be more consistent in your creative work? Yeah, I mean, I can think of maybe a few things, but for me, it certainly has been plotting out certain times to do things, assigning or really just blocking out parts of my day to do certain things. And, you know, like I said, it's not always possible. Every day is not, you know, I don't get a win every day. But most days I really try to block out certain times to do only this thing. I mean, even if it's just like, hey, I only worry about emails at this time of day, or I only sit down to just sketch and just doodle around in my book or on the iPad or whatever. I only do that at this time of day. Otherwise, it's like, okay, I'm focused. I'm doing what I got to do. Take care of business. Think about that. Just think about that. Even for yourself, just, you know, what's one thing that you've done to be able to build a little consistency in your creative approach? All right. I'm good with that. I think that's a legit question. That's an honest question. You should be able to answer that. And if you don't have an answer, nothing comes to mind, work on it. Just think about it. Put a little effort into it. So look, if you want to check out other episodes of podcasts, go look at other episodes. There's other topics like this that maybe are of interest. Maybe you know somebody else, a creative type or artist or whatever, that's dealing with different struggles in their work or how they're approaching, you know, something creative. You can find more episodes at sketchrelease.com. You can subscribe. You know, this podcast is in all the podcast places. Go there, go check it out. And I know you're listening. I see the numbers. They're tiny, they're small, but you are out there and I appreciate you for listening. And if you have some thoughts, just go to facebook.com/Robert Cortez Art or you can go to instagram.com/RobertCortez. And if you want to see the video episodes, don't forget the video episodes. You can see what I'm drawing during this episode. I didn't say it at the beginning. I got to do that more. You can see what I'm drawing during this episode at the Patreon, patreon.com/RobertCortez. Now that's where you can see a couple of episodes. I'm in the episodes, but otherwise it's really what I'm drawing, and you'll hear, you know, the topic that's being discussed, and you know, hey, just check it out. But otherwise, I don't know. We'll see. Tell me what you think. Consistency, is it your thing? Is it not? You don't feel it? Or you're all about it? What is it? What's up? All right. I'm out of here. I think I'm done for now. I'm going to go and try something else, draw something else, maybe record something else. Until then, whenever that is, it's in about 2 weeks. It's about another couple weeks. Until then, keep creating.